My name is Tommy Jonigan, and I've never heard of the Agreeable Brains.
Buckle my shoe, three, test, four, fuck a Jew.
Whoa. I guess that's not racist, but...
Might not be correct, though. I mean, it might not be nice.
Well, I'm sure they enjoy.
Yeah, I didn't say anything bad. I didn't say, like... I mean, you know... It was consensual fucking. Let's just say that.
Alright,
let's go. Yeah, I was going to say something. I don't remember what it was.
Was it hilarious?
I can't hear myself. We need to figure out how I can hear us through the or headphones, not just using them for record, because I might as well just set it beside me, you know? I'm so much louder than you are anyway.
Whatever.
But I can barely can hear. These things really do a good job.
That's crazy. Can you just pull it off one ear or something? Or does that feel weird?
I'm not that cool, though. I can't pull that look off.
Yeah, you can't.
That's like DJ look, you know? Like, yeah. Waka, waka, waka.
I mean, I guess you could, like, pull it down. Yeah, so you don't have to wear it. Do it like this.
No, I can't do that either. How does this sound?
It's still gonna. You'll be loud enough, but you'll still sound like you're far away.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just wear them. I just will have to listen.
What up? Word.
I can't wear it like that.
Yeah, it feels like I'm joking. Child is trying to.
I know. It's like my child is trying to murder me. Let's just go like this. All right. Let's get this bitch started.
Do it. Do it.
Welcome to the Agreeable Brains podcast, episode 34.
No.
Episode 33.
One less.
Really?
Yeah.
32. Just at 32.
Yeah. Damn. Because remember, last week we did 31.
Yeah, I just jumped into the future is what I did.
Yeah, I'll save that. We'll use it
Welcome
later.
To the Agreeable Brains podcast, episode 32. My name is Scott.
And my name is Chad, and this is the show where two guys you don't know talk about stuff you don't care about.
Tommy Jonigan fucked me up.
Did he?
Yeah, put me in the future.
Oh, wow, that's powerful.
He has that power.
Well, then... How was your week, sir?
My week was good. Guess what we did?
We went and saw live stand-up comedy acts.
Yeah, you know, Joplin's getting some... We live in Joplin, Missouri, or near Joplin, Missouri. And, you know, they made fun of... There's not a whole lot of entertainment choices in Joplin, but we've been getting some really good comedians.
Two in a year.
But I mean, I think there's
as many more than we had before. But
I think there's an emerging comedy act, comedy scene, though, in Joplin, because they do open mics now, and there has been other comedians that we just didn't go see. They may not have been, like, huge people that we would know, but there's been other comedians.
Yeah, they're just...
They do it every Wednesday at Kitchen Pass.
Yeah, but I mean, it's... Yeah, but it's still, that's like a comedy act at a bar. There's still not a... Like an comedy place.
But they
like
do a good job of space. They do a good job of trying to make
it's not a bad room.
No, it's not a bad room.
It's probably a little long.
Yeah, but the stage is really high, which is nice. Yeah. So you can see the person. And it's not
had great seats, so it's kind of hard to judge. But
yeah, because we roll like that.
But yeah, I mean, especially if you got the standing room stuff at the very back.
But what's nice is the stage is really tall. The stage has got to be 3.5 feet off the ground, maybe four. Like, at least as high as your counter, maybe, don't you think?
I don't think it was that high because both of the comedians
were able to step
no
right up
stairs.
On
they just jumped up
No,
on
there's
it.
Stairs on the side. They just didn't go on the side. But, so it's 3.5 feet, probably, and which puts them up above. So people in the back could see.
Yeah, I could totally see what kind of shoes they were wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember, but I could totally see.
Tommy Jonigan was wearing some sort of like pull-on like deck shoe, And what was the other guy's name? Jacob something, wasn't it?
He was relatively funny. I've been racking my brain all day trying to remember his name.
Jake
was
something.
Good.
Yeah, he was good.
I mean, I wasn't for sure. I assumed that there was going to be an opening act.
Yeah, for
Kostaki
Economopoulos, there was an opening act, too. And he was really funny.
Normally,
as well.
You know, there's a headliner and you got an opener.
That's a standard format.
Yeah, but being at a bar, I wasn't sure exactly what to expect. But I kind of assumed there would be what I didn't know. And he was a local guy, and he crushed. He was good.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't really, I mean, I went into it expecting nothing, and I was laughing pretty hard.
Yeah. The guy was funny. One thing that I want to talk about him, he had a weird accent. He's from Springfield.
Did he?
Not too far from Joplin.
I didn't.
He said protocol. Like, he was like, he pronounced his O's really like, he kept saying words with O's in them, and the O's were like the stress point. Like, he would hit his O's.
So I didn't.
Protocol.
I didn't or, jump out at
or, me. Or I can't think of any other O words.
It could just be part of his enunciation.
Could like be, yeah. I guess maybe he had some, stuff. Maybe that's some stage training or something. Yeah. But he did have an unusual accent. It was not a Missouri accent. He's from...
We'll look up who it was, and then we can just post it in the show notes or something, because he was good, and I would not mind seeing him again.
Yeah, no, he was funny. Both comedians were very blue, which I, you know, thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah, well,
the first guy was a lot more blue than Tommy
he
was.
Yeah, Tommy's... I mean, now, granted, I've only seen him on TV and stuff. This is the first time I've seen him live, so... But he is not... That's not his entire act. But,
right.
He's very cerebral,
too.
Yeah.
But he's not so cerebral that the dumb purple in the audience.
No, actually, that was
a
total lie. We saw him live when he was
Bob and Tom.
Yeah, so actually we had seen him.
Oh, yeah, and the Bob and Tom show comes to Joplin every now and then.
Yeah.
So.
Now, we've gone to that a couple of times, and that's always fun.
Yeah, they
but that's
they,
like in a big
they
actual...
They packed that concert hall out. You know, it's a few thousand seats, and they packed that out. Which is cool, but a great show, hilarious.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Tom Jernigan because so we saw him live when he was here at the Bob and Tom show, and then I've seen him on he has a Comedy Central special half hour. And then he was on Last Comic Standing the last season that they had of that, and I voted for him and stuff because I'd seen him a couple of times, and he got second place, which is not bad.
Oh, did he?
I mean, I guess if he got first place, he probably wouldn't have been here in Joplin, but...
Nah.
But he is just a really funny guy, and so I was expecting a lot from him, and he totally delivered. I was laughing my ass off.
I think it's a pretty good room where comedians like it. The people are open to the comedy, sometimes maybe a little too open.
Yeah, there's a lot of assholes yelling stuff out.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, Scott.
But that was funny. And it started out funny because he was making fun of me because he thought I was just being random. And then, so what it was is I noticed that the local weather guy for KODE-TV, Channel 12, Alan something or other, was in the crowd with us, right? So we're rolling, we're watching the comedy things, and people have said stuff, and Tommy has said stuff back, and usually it's, and he's made fun of the guy in the front row, not made fun of, but, you know, did the comedy thing. And
some crowd interaction.
Right, some crowd interaction. And so... He happened to talk to the weather guy, but, you know, the weather guy didn't say, well, I'm the weather guy from local Channel 12 station or anything. It was like, I'm from Southern Illinois. Anybody else here from Southern Illinois? And the guy's like, yeah, I'm from Sandwich, Illinois. And Tommy went into this whole improv riff of about how that is a made-up city. You just made that up. And then there was a dude in the crowd that was like, what type of sandwich or something? Yeah. And then Tommy's like, this guy needs a little more examples of what type of sandwich. Is it a turkey sandwich? Illinois, or is it, you know, and it was pretty funny. And then when that laughter died down, I said, ask him about the weather. And Tommy said, it just started ripping me.
Well,
it was like,
to be fair, that sounds like a totally dumb
thing.
Yeah,
it was completely random in Tommy Jonigan's view.
In everyone's view.
Well, but then once the weatherman's girlfriend said, like, Tommy was really ripping into me. I mean, not me directly, because I don't know if he saw me say it, but he was definitely talking in my general direction. And he, you know, he was like, ah, that's random. Why don't I just ask him how his day went or anything like that? You know, started, it was funny. And then I thought it was just going to go from there. But then the girlfriend said, or whoever he was with said, he's the local weatherman. And Tommy goes, oh, that makes sense. And then he went in, and then it turns out the sports guy was there, and he's like, there's no news happening in Joplin, apparently, on Saturday night. And And then like an ambulance went by because it's right on Main Street. And the ambulance went by and Tommy said, "Oh, you guys need to go?" Sounds like something's happening. And it was pretty funny.
It was very funny. I had a good time. We could have ate at a different place.
Yeah, probably. I was not happy with Quincy Magoo's. I didn't like it at all.
Should we say the name?
Yes, we should say the name.
Do we want to slander them?
It's not slander. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well,
they fed me a dick sandwich, and I didn't like it.
It's I guess that might
be slander.
We went there thinking it was a restaurant, I guess. I don't know. I had been to the other one.
It looked like a really cool place to hang out.
Yeah.
But it's more of a bar than a restaurant. It
was
more of
a bar. There was a cover charge, which...
There was a stupid band there last night. And it wasn't even a band. It was a guy with a guitar.
Yeah. That's fine. He was fine. It was loud.
But the thing was you paid $5 to get in, but you got two drinks for that $5. So...
Well, you paid $5, you got one drink.
You got two tickets.
We didn't drink.
Oh.
Our wives drank both of them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so we got fucked.
Yeah.
but no, the place looked like it seemed like it'd be an all right place to hang out. Neat building, old Joplin building.
It was a cool space.
Yeah, cool decorations. Yeah. I could hang out there, watch a game.
I'm old because it was really dark and really loud.
I know. I was like, this is too loud. I can't see what I'm eating. It tastes like shit.
It made
my stomach hurt.
So both of us got the deep fried hamburger, which is kind of a Monte Cristo style, but hamburger sandwich.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. It was actually a little bland.
It hit my stomach hard. I didn't like the way it felt after it was in my stomach. And it could have been that fruity ass gay beer I was drinking too.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about what you drank?
The first beer was all right. It was an American-made IPA. I think it was out of Colorado. Can't remember what it was called, but it was all right. I've seen it in the stores. You can buy it locally. Huh?
Wasn't it Red Hook?
I think it was a Red Hook beer, which is the brewing company. The beer was called something else, but it was an IPA.
I just remember reading the label.
I believe Red Hook was the brewing company. And second beer, I was like, they have... like 60, 70 beers on their menu, and every beer I was picking out, she's like, "We don't have that. We don't have that." Yeah. She was like, "Our beers are seasonal." And I was like, "Oh, well, that makes sense." And so I said, "Why don't you just pick something out? I want something from another country, and I like beer, so bring me beer." So what does she bring me? Wine. Technically, it's a lambic beer, which is a wine beer mix kind of deal. They let wine ferment a little longer. Yeah, and it was all right, but did not go with the food. It's super fruity, super sweet.
Raspberry.
My wife could totally drink it. She's not a beer drinker at all. And she was like, "Yeah, this is all right. I could drink it on my own, maybe if I was eating ice cream or, maybe a big giant cock because it was pretty gay. So if I had a cock, it would probably go with that. Cock would go well with it. You could dip the cock in it and suck it off the cock.
Wouldn't that be white wine?
Not if it's a black cock.
Oh.
I wasn't sure
what the etiquette was sure on that.
No, it was good though, and the beer was pretty good. We had to hurry though because we got there kind of late. Got out. You had to wait for me to get off work, and so I didn't eat all my sandwich.
Too bad.
It was very plain.
It was quite a bit of food.
Yeah, large portions. I had the onion ring strings. Those were very good.
My tots were good.
Your tots were good. I should have gone with the fajita burrito. Mm-hmm. I have been thinking about that fajita burrito all day. I should have went because that would have made a hell of a leftover this morning. Yeah.
Well, it said on the menu, you have to try this at least once. And my thought in my brain was, I'll probably never come back to this place.
So I better try it.
So I guess I better try it now. And it was, I thought it was okay. It was neat kind of concept, but it was like, they just took like a plain burger. It was just like meat, cheese, and a bun, and then they deep fried it. So it kind of just tasted like you could really just taste the burger part of it. I didn't really get any cheese at all. It was just like a burger deep fried.
Right.
Which wasn't bad. I mean,
if you're going to deep fry a burger, put everything on it and throw that whole fucking bitch in the fryer.
Yeah. I would have liked some seasoning or something or
fucking tomato, lettuce. Let's fucking fry all that shit. Fry it. Put a fucking Snickers on it. Let's fucking fry it.
Dipped it in ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup on it. Would have been good.
Throw some Tabasco on it.
Well, it tasted an awful lot like a Monte Cristo without the syrup or the raspberry jam stuff.
See, I don't usually put the raspberry stuff on my Monte Cristo. But I do. The Monte Cristo, though...
Has tons of cheese and tons of ham. And ham is flavorful. And,
yeah,
a fried hamburger is just hamburger.
Yeah, just basically tasted like eating just a hamburger patty by itself.
Dry hamburger.
So, be warned.
Yeah. All right.
But all in all, I had a good time.
Oh, dude, I needed that. That was fun. Hilarious. Was over. It seemed like it was over quick, but we didn't get out here until midnight. I mean, it seemed like the show went fast. Like
I thought it seemed like a pretty good length show. I don't know.
To me, it seemed like it went fast, but then I looked at the clock and it didn't go that long because, yeah, I had a real good time. And then we met Tommy Jonigan after the show.
Talked to him a little bit.
We got him to do something for our podcast, right?
Which will be what you heard at the start of the show.
That's right. We're going to put it at the beginning. Okay. Yeah, that was Tommy Jonigan
telling us. Don't get all excited. There's going to be something awesome at the end. So we talked to him a little bit, and he signed a cool picture. Yeah. But apparently he didn't bring that picture.
Weird story. That's a weird story. So I'm standing there. I went to the restroom. And normally, the last time I was at a comedy show there, they had a table set up with all the people. You go talk to them, buy stuff. None of that happened. He just went straight to the bar and I got a drink. And I went to the restroom, which is by the bar, and I came out. He was standing there. So I stood there and started talking to him. This dude comes up behind me and says, "You want a picture of Tommy?" And I didn't have any cash. My wife had all the cash. And I said, and he said, "I'll give you a picture of Tommy." I said, "Cool, for free?" He's like, "Yeah." So he whips out this nice, like, 7x5 picture of Tommy. And he says, he'll sign it too. I was like, "Oh, cool, cool. Thanks for the picture, man. That's awesome. Do you work for Tommy?" And no. "I just brought these pictures and I'm handing them out." So this dude took time to go to Walmart or wherever, some picture off the web and print. It's a nice printed picture.
I think it's a picture of him doing the Tonight Show.
Yeah, he's in a nice suit and it looks like the Tonight Show curtain behind there. And so it was awesome. I had him sign it to the Agreeable Brains. And after he signed it, he's like, "Crap, I didn't realize your marker was gray," because he's wearing like a silver gray suit and the marker's silver gray color. And he wrote right across his suit and it kind of blends in, but it was cool still. So I was like, "Hey, that's awesome. Thanks, man." And I went and found you. And I totally forgot that we had talked about, "Well, let's get him to see if we can get him to say something for the show." And I was so excited. I was like, "Chad, look, I got a picture." Chad's like, "You talked to him already?" And I was like, and at that instant, I remembered. I was like, "Oh, yeah, I was supposed to do stuff." So I was like, "Oh, come on, he's still back here. Let's go talk to him."
Because I was sitting there for like 30 minutes waiting for you to come back.
I know. I was totally hanging out with him, just chilling. I thought, "Oh, yeah," I completely forgot about it. But he was still back here. We went and talked to him, and we asked him to do things. Chad whipped out his iPhone. And what's funny, he couldn't figure out your iPhone case.
Well, because I had turned it around upside down because the mic is on the bottom of the phone. Right. So
he thought you just handed him the phone, and he's like, "Your iPhone case is upside down." And then he flips it around and then realizes he's wrong and flips it back and says it again. But it was really cool, you know, because he totally could have been like, "No, I don't want to do that, dude."
Yeah.
But he was totally awesome.
"Get away from me, you crazy people."
Yeah. But like I said, I think he had a good time, too. If, like, the crowd had been standoffish
and less drunk and less yelly,
throw tomatoes at him and shit, might not have gone as well. But since it was a good crowd,
I also cheated on my
your no soda diet
thing. Yeah,
boy, you were fucking sucking those down.
Yeah, I had two at dinner restaurant. And one at the show.
Like a fucking crackhead, give him permission.
Well, I thought it was gonna be. I was like, because I hadn't drinking in like a month, and I was like, "Oh, should I really? I don't know if I should, because then I'll start drinking."
But then I heard your wife say, "Go ahead and order wine."
Yeah, I was like, "All right."
That's all that it took.
And I was like, "Oh man, this is gonna be awesome."
Wasn't that awesome?
It was just like, whatever. Like, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't horrible. Shit.
You thought it was awesome.
Well, also though, you gotta remember it was Dr. Pepper out of like a tap or whatever. Who
probably
knows?
A little
all watered down and stuff. If it had been like a ice cold can or something, that might have been pretty sweet, but. But I was able to get to sleep last night, and I felt okay today. I didn't immediately get up and run to the fridge and suck down a bunch of Mountain Dew or anything.
Like a fiend.
Have a caffeine fiend. But, yep, I had
what we did. We actually did something this weekend. So when we started our show, we were like, "What'd you do this week?" "Nothing." Yeah. "What'd you do this week?" "Nothing."
Don't get used to it, though. That's not going to happen all the time.
I think we should maybe announce a possibility of. I mean, I don't think it's a possibility. We just got to schedule it, and we're going to do it. So we should. We got a little bit of big news. I think it's kind of big news. I think it's kind of cool. Local news for us. Like, it's very local for us. It's localized for us.
it means absolutely nothing to anybody
else. I mean, we have the opportunity to be on a local radio show. 103.5 out of Pittsburgh, Kansas. They have a show on there called it's a local show on a local radio station. It's called Dimension X. And it's a spoof on like Coast to Coast with Art Bell or Coast to Coast with whoever's hosting it this week.
Does he still do that? Cause last time I listened to Coast to Coast, it was not Art Bell.
He does it on the weekends and out from the Philippines. He lives in the Philippines and, he has a couple new guys that do it.
Is that so the Theta Rays won't reach him?
I have no idea, but I think he married a Filipino woman.
Oh.
And, I only know this because one weekend that I happened to hear the show, he was talking about how there was a huge, typhoon. That flooded and killed a bunch of people in the Philippines, and he was there. And he was like, "I don't have any power. I'm running off a generator." Yeah, so you know, it's just a world event, and he happened to be in the middle of it. And so it's kind of a spoof. But I was taught reason why I bring this up is we introduced ourselves to the guy who runs the show. We'd been talking over email, and I was like, "Yeah, we're going to so we can't do it this weekend, but we're going to a comedy show." And he was like, "Yeah, comedy show. I'm the doorman at the Kitchen Pass where the comedy show is going to be." He's like, "Introduce yourself." So I'm like, "Cool." So we got there early and we were talking to him, and seems like a real nice guy. And I think he's excited to be on our show, and we're definitely excited to be on his show. And in emails, he was like, "You know, you guys can come up anytime, and we can record a segment over the phone or something, so you don't have to come." I'm like, "Screw that noise. I want to go to the studio." You know, in my mind, I'm like, "If we're going to do this, I want to do this. I want to do it live. I want to do it." I guess they don't do the show live. It's pre-taped.
Yeah, you have to watch your filthy mouth.
I'm definitely going to have to watch my filthy mouth. But they do it, from what I understand, I think it's pre-taped. But because it's comedies, it's Tony Ferguson and Dr. Masters. They have a co-host called Dr. Master, who's the expert on all the paranormal activity. And Tony kind of keeps the show in check. You know, he's the host. He does this host duties. And but it's a very funny show. It is a spoof on the whole paranormal and all that stuff. But from what Tony was telling me, a lot of people don't realize it's a spoof because they call in thinking that I got this ghost story, I got this Bigfoot encounter. You know, I was abducted by aliens, and they're taking it 100% serious. And so it could be fun because I'm good at making fun of people.
If you were abducted by aliens, you would totally take it seriously.
No way, man. There ain't nothing wrong with being butt probed. It's not that traumatic.
Doesn't have to be an alien either.
I've been butt probed so many times. Wait.
As long as I call it probing.
Yeah, it's not gay if it's called a probe. That's scientific.
It's science.
Well,
did you do anything else at all this week?
No. Didn't do anything else. Work. Lived my life, went and saw the...
Did you start some basketball thing tonight?
Yeah, I play in a local league, and my team did not win a game this entire league. So out of probably 20, 25 games, no, not that many. Probably out of 10 to 11 games, we didn't win any, and we got fourth place tonight.
I thought you were starting something new.
Oh, no, that's the alumni game that's getting ready to come up. You know, we do that every year. There's an alumni game from our high school, and I'm kind of help organizing it this year, so if anybody needs any information, because I know we do have some alumni that listen to our show. If anybody needs any information, they can get a hold of me and let them know. But it ought to be fun, even though my fat ass is getting fat and old. I'm not getting fat. I mean, if you're fat and you get fatter, is that still considered getting fat?
I mean, it's getting fatter.
Oh, getting fatter. That's not a...
Or gaining weight.
Gaining weight. I'm gaining popularity is what I'm gaining.
I think you mean you're gaining population.
My fatness is very popular.
All right.
But, I did that tonight. I'm sitting here all stinky and sweaty. Just got done playing because we're doing our show a day late and a dollar short.
Nobody knows that unless you tell them.
They do now. Well, I posted it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, now everybody knows fairly.
Well, I posted a day late, but the show day late doing the show, but it was totally worth it to see Tommy John again last night. You know, so it's a little precursor to the show.
That works. Awesome. All right, is that going to be it for the week?
I think that's it for the week.
We should talk about the world of interbrainments.
The world of interbrainments. That means I got to bring my shit up, doesn't it?
Well, first of all, I want to retouch on something that we talked about. I think it was just last week.
Yeah, it was all just last week.
So we talked last week about how, what's the actress's name?
Not Judy Dench, Helen Mirren.
She wants to, or she said she'd be interested in playing the Doctor.
Right. And you threw a big sexist
fit. I didn't throw a big fit, but I just didn't really think that it would work, but I've changed my mind.
Really?
Based on a couple of things that I've heard since then.
So
to bring it back up.
Explain why you're now backpedaling.
Okay. No, backpedaling. Okay. First thing is, listen to an interview with David Tennant.
Okay.
It was a really cool interview. But at one point, so I guess there's like a fan movement or it could even just be like a couple of people talking or whatever. But, I guess there's a group of people that are trying to get David Tennant to play
a doctor,
the master.
Oh.
To, Smith's doctor. And that's like, and so they kind of brought that up, and as just part of talking about that, you know, it kind of seemed like he didn't want to say no, like, oh, I'll never do that.
But he was
kind of, he was kind of like, oh, you know, there's so many good people, whatever. But as part of what he said is like, you know, the brilliant thing is in Doctor Who, the master could be played by anyone. They could cast a 10-year-old boy or an old lady.
Yeah.
He specifically said a 10-year-old boy or an old lady. So according to David Tennant, the master could regenerate into an old lady.
He would not mind Helen Mirren.
And so, well, I don't think he was specifically referencing that.
I'm putting words in his mouth.
Yeah, he was, but I, you know, basically in his mind, a Time Lord could regenerate into another sex. I guess the opposite sex. I guess there's only one other.
Two vaginas, that could be a different sex.
Yeah, well.
The chick with the two vaginas. Yeah.
That's just double of the one.
It's still a different sex.
That's just a double lady.
Double lady.
Yeah. But, okay, do you remember? I'm trying to remember if it was I think it was the last movie that Tennant did where at the end he regenerates.
Yep.
Because they later on they start talking about that scene and like how, you know, how just great a scene that was in the whole story arc. But whenever he,
because he didn't really want to regenerate, he held on. Yeah,
they were talking about that. Like he was one, the only scene where he.
Yes, the only regeneration scene where they're like, I don't want to change. You know, I still got more I can do, and
And I kind of, whenever I actually saw that, I sort of read that into it, that was sort of, like, Tennant didn't want to leave, but apparently, like, he did. Like, it was totally, like...
Well, he had a couple movies on the horizon. Yeah. He's coming out Fright Night, and...
Yeah.
And,
Well, I guess, so, you know, they were changing directors, and he just felt that was the time to leave. So, it was not like he didn't want to go. But, so then, I remember whenever he switched to Matt Smith, he's like trying to figure himself out and stuff, and he feels his hair and he goes, oh, I'm turned into a lady.
Oh, yeah.
And he feels his hair. That's so, right. According to the doctor, that's a possibility. Otherwise,
Matt Smith has long hair.
He wouldn't have thought that he had turned into a lady. So I guess it's possible. I don't know.
Oh, so for you, it was a logic problem. And once you've worked through the logic.
Right.
Like, because, it didn't make any sense. Lord knows they can't just write anything they fucking want in fiction.
They're still bound by the rules of the setting. Anyway, so
they're not bound by anything. If a writer wants to fucking stick his cock in a book and just or a piece of work and just fuck it up, that's the writer's prerogative. Now, as a fan, that may piss us off, and we're like, we got to follow the fucking tenets of this universe that's been set forth in these you know, whatever. I get that, but if a writer just wants to F it. I'm killing my main character off. Harry Potter, he dies in the second fucking book. Let's go.
I guess it depends on how much power the writer has, because it's not a novel, it's a TV show.
Well, that's true. But I mean, but you know what I mean. Anybody, if they have creative capability, they could fuck it if they wanted to. But most people don't, because they like the money coming in.
I don't know if they do that, but... So okay. It's a possibility. I still don't know how great she would be as the Doctor.
She's a hell of an actress.
Yeah. But maybe for a movie or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and she said she would definitely, she would not, I don't think she would do television. She's huge. And you know, she's fucking, you know, she's doing movies still left and right.
Yeah. It's possible.
Tasted a little bit of that fried burger.
All right, what else we have going on in the world of entertainment?
Let's talk a little bit about Sherlock Holmes, one of our favorite shows. Are we
talking about the show Sherlock?
We're talking about British, the series, BBC. The Case of the Copycat. BBC's Sherlock Holmes producer threatens legal battle after New York studio plans rival series. A producer is warned it could launch legal action against U.S. network CBS after it announced plans to screen a modern version of Sherlock Holmes. Producers of the BBC Sherlock series, which stars Benedict Cumberbatch, have said that they will take necessary action if the American production Elementary has too many similarities. I think he meant Telementary, or I don't know what he meant. American production Elementary? Is that an English, fancy English word for something?
Probably.
Try
saying it with a British accent.
No, thank you. I'll try to say it as Benter Rover and Cumberbatch. What is her name? What is his name? Benedict.
It's right there on the screen. He's just being an ass.
Oh, it's Benedict Cucumber Dick, which is a compliment.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
Because cucumbers aren't tiny. Even the little ones are.
What about gherkins?
Gherkins are tiny. Gherkin Cumberbatch.
Stop jerking your gherkin.
It says, we understand that CBS are doing their own version of an updated Sherlock Holmes, said executive producer at Hartswoods Films, Sue Virtue. It's not very virtuous. We are very proud of our show, and like any proud parent, we'll protect the interest and well-being of our offspring, she told The Independent. I don't know what I think about this, because it's going to be completely different, and you know CBS is going to fuck it up, and it ain't going to be as cool as...
Is it even going to be an English dude? Like,
probably not.
How can you make a better Sherlock Holmes than England?
Yeah, I mean they're trying with what's his name, Iron Man. But
yeah,
but and those movies are good. But I still think the series is better.
Actually, I'd probably say yeah, the series is better.
But those are good. I mean, movies, those movies are good. They're good action movies. These TV series have got action, intrigue, drama, good acting, good stories. I mean, it's everything.
Oh, did you hear that Benedict is playing Smaug in The Hobbit?
No.
So not only is...
Just the dragon? Like Smaug is a dragon, Smaug's right?
Smaug's a dragon,
and
yeah.
So he just obviously he's not going to be fluttering his arms around like a dragon. And
I don't know. Peter Jackson's freaky.
He is. He is
put him in a big mocap suit.
He is Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, damn. I accidentally said his name right.
but yeah, so Watson's playing the Hobbit, and he's playing the dragon.
I hear they use that word again. Elementary is described as a Sherlock Holmes. Is it telementary they're trying to say?
I don't know. You're not reading. You're just reading random words, not sentences.
No, that's the beginning of the sentence. Elementary is described as a Sherlock Holmes.
Is that the name of the show?
Is that the name of the show? Yeah. Elementary, my dear Watson.
I don't think he ever actually said that.
No, that's dumb. That's already dumb. Yeah. Strike one.
That sounds like a TV show about teachers that teach little kids.
Let's fucking teach a kid to say vagina and dick or penis and put it on because that's what that sounds like. Kindergarten Cop.
Where are you getting that from?
Kindergarten Cop, elementary school, penis and dick.
That's a huge jump.
Yeah, but you know.
Wait, he didn't teach them that. You see that movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger's teaching those kids about pussies and dicks?
I would watch that movie.
Terminator 2 or something.
Okay, so our number three item on our list here for entertainment for elementary brains is like the most awesome thing I've seen probably in a long time. Besides our show, is like incredibly awesome, and every time I watch our show, I'm just amazed at how awesome it is.
But you're easily amused.
Russian unicorn.
you want to set up what this is?
You've
already posted the link.
Yeah,
the link's on our Facebook page.
But we have not posted it on our page. I'm going to put it in on our show notes page too. But it's the greatest thing ever. I have seen video clips for this bad lip reading thing phenomenon that's going on, but I haven't watched any of them. And then you call me up one day and like, dude, you got it. Look, get YouTube out right now and check out Russian Unicorn. I was like, what the fuck? Russian Unicorn? Okay, I'll check it out.
Well, the first thing I said was, have you seen the video for Michael Bublé?
That's true.
Just haven't made
and
it
I'm
yet.
A huge Michael Bublé fan, and yes, I had seen the video, but I did not realize what this bad lip reading thing was. And so what it is a guy must take things. He mostly had done political stuff before this, like political speeches.
Is there
any other songs?
Yeah, there's some other music videos.
Okay.
Because this one's actually...
The majority of them are political. Like, the video that I've seen, the majority of them are political.
Because the Russian Unicorn one's actually been around for a little while.
Has it?
Yeah.
I can't believe... Because it's, like, the best out of all of them. I can't believe it's not the one that just... First of all, it's a... So, what he does is he takes the video, and he must mute it. You know, he must go into it not knowing what they're saying in the thing at all. Because that's the only way you can do it without being some sort of, not biased, but some sort of, you know, preconceived notion.
Like, if you already know what they're saying, then...
It's harder to make up words. So what he does is he mutes it, and then he just watches the video and makes up words, what it looks like they're lip syncing. And the thing is, he's pretty good at it. And it looks like they're fucking saying those words. And the crazy thing is, he did this to this Michael Bublé song.
I wonder if he's got a friend that, like, is deaf and actually knows how to read lips, but it sucks at it.
That's a good theory. I can read lips pretty good, pretty well. I mean, I'm not, like, an expert, yeah, but
You should try this with a video, then.
I will try this with a video. You find a video, and I will record myself doing it.
All right.
And you can stick it in a thing. And we'll get our roving reporter, Jason, to do it as well. We'll send him something.
But, like you said, the political ones are pretty good. So, but not only on this music video did they, you know, make him say a bunch of
funny
stuff.
Yeah, it's really funny. Not only is it funny.
It's an awesome song.
Dude, the song is so catchy.
Yeah, it's.
Like, you have it on your iTunes, right?
I've been just listening to the song, not even
watching
the video.
You knew every word. I was just watching it to get in the mood to be funny for the show, and you were, like, singing along. You knew every word.
I don't know every word, but I know the chorus.
And there's so many great one-liners in it. My favorite is, what does he say? I have a porcupine.
A porcupine names a Zoom. He always leaves his scent on people's graves.
Yeah, he likes to leave his scent
then,
on people's graves.
In the background, they say, why is the Zoom always around so many graves?
Yeah. And it totally looks like he says that. Another one of my favorite parts is when he talks about eating beans and rice, and then there's a, like in the song, it's a real dramatic close up of Michael Bublé, and he's giving the dreamy eyes to the camera, and he kind of does this, like he tilts his head down, and in the video it's all like seductive and like Michael Bublé, I'm seducing you with my eyes. Then he looks back up at the camera, and it's like the super sexy look. But in the Russian Unicorn video, he looks down and he says something before about eating beans and rice, and he looks down and he goes, and he looks at him and goes, and it's just like a fart, and it looks like he's like totally concentrating on his fart. So they totally took this sexy, seductive, I'm seducing you through the camera lens thing, like women are, oh my god, Michael Bublé, from that to
I think the reason this one works so well is because when you see the original video, that video doesn't really go with that song.
Yeah, it's an odd video. I'm not saying it's a bad video.
It's not bad.
I'm just saying it's an odd video for that song.
I just haven't met you yet. This is a pretty catchy little kind of
love song about how he hasn't met his future wife.
And it's
kind of
upbeat and whatever. But in the video, they got people like breakdancing and
popping and rocking.
Which does not go with
the
music.
There's no real beat in it. It takes place in a grocery store. Yeah. And
he's dreaming about meeting this chick.
Right. And then at the end, it's his wife in the video. It's his actual wife in the video. In the end, the chick that's dancing around with him in the video, he hadn't met her. He's dreaming of it. And He passes her. She's coming into the thing, and he's going out, and he walks by, and she goes, and what does he say?
That's in the Russian unicorn. That's not in the actual.
Yeah, that's in the Russian unicorn. That's not in. But in the actual video, it's a whole coy thing where like he realizes, oh, that's the girl from my dream. Yeah. So he does like a second look, and in the Russian unicorn, he walks by, looks at her, oh, and then she goes, and he does a second look at her. And he goes, yeah, you did that. And what's he say at the end?
I poisoned my dog so he can't keep chasing that baby giraffe.
Yeah, why is that part even? Because that's after the song.
I think they just took a clip of him singing and then just
added that. Oh, so that's not in the actual, video. Okay.
Video.
I was wondering about that, but that's funny.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite lines. I poisoned my dog
so he would quit chasing that baby giraffe.
But it's just when you. It's like you said, when you watch the actual music video, he's just kind of being all dreamy and
he's being
stuff.
Michael Bublé.
But then the way the guy sings in the Russian unicorn video makes him look kind of creepy.
Sleazy.
Yeah.
Like a dude totally sleazing on some chicks at the food place.
But
what's awesome too though is Michael Bublé has a great sense of humor. You know, he's done some TV stuff. He's done a movie called Totally Blonde. Where he did all the music in the movie. It's a great album. You know, it wasn't much of a stretch. He plays a singer who owns a nightclub who's totally into Bond. So it wasn't much of a stretch. But he's a funny dude. There's a great video of him. You should look it up on YouTube. At a concert. And he does a lot of interaction with the crowd. Talking to them. Bringing people up on stage. It's a great video where this fucking mother, like middle-aged mother, runs up to the stage. It's like just freaking out. You know, wanting to throw her panties, but she can't get them big old granny panties off. And so he's like, oh, what's up? What's up? What's going on? You're really excited, aren't you? He's like, yes, I love you. I got my family here. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. And he's like, my kid wants to sing with you. And he's like, okay, bring him up. Let's let him sing. So this 15-year-old kid gets up on stage, young boy, normal-looking kid. And Michael, Bublé, you can tell he's totally just like, oh, this is just a moment. It's going to be kind of cute. Make this kid's day. You know, he said, it'll be kind of funny. Oh, and he says at the beginning of it, he says, we're making a video. You know, we're making a video here, folks. So I'm going to be doing, there'll be a lot of stuff in between. This may even been in between. And so he starts in on a song. It may even been this song, if I remember right. But he's starting to sing and he doesn't take this kid seriously at all. He's like, da 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 da, singing da 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 da. And he kind of barely leans over with the mic. Well, that fucking kid just belts it out. And you could see the shock in his eyes. Like, and he's like, holy shit. He stops the song. And he's like, he starts cussing. He's like, holy shit. I did not expect that. And so he pulls the kid up even because he's kind of half on stage. Pulls the kid up on stage. And he's like, let's do this for real. And he's like, start over, band. And he's like giving him instructions. He's like, you come in on this part. I'm going to come in on this part. And they start singing. That kid's a fucking good singer. And so it's just totally awesome. Michael Bublé has a great sense of humor. He can make fun of himself. He seems like a really genuine person.
Yeah.
Is the whole point of that.
Did you watch his Christmas special?
Yeah, his Christmas special was awesome. Good. We sat, my wife masturbates to it daily. She has it recorded on DVR. I'm like, put that away. You're gonna break it. And no, she is a huge Michael Bublé fan though, and when we did watch it. But the whole point of that really long story that I just told was his reaction video to the Russian unicorn video.
Because I watched it again, and I guess it's not even really a reaction video. It's just part of an interview. I guess someone's interviewing him. And one of the questions was, what kind of music are you listening to? And he said, oh, there's this great song called Russian Unicorn. Yeah. You should totally look it
and
up.
And then he talked about like, Russian Unicorn. And he's like, well, my friend called me up one day and said, you got to hear this song. Yeah.
He says, like, the best thing that he's never been a part of.
Yeah. He says, I totally want to thank you for letting me be a part of it, even though I had nothing to do with it. And so I totally think he should buy that song from that dude and sing it at concerts.
It would not really his style,
but I think it would change his image a little bit. I mean, not in a bad way. You know, he's funny,
but a lot of people wouldn't get the joke though.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's a weird like those song. Same middle-aged moms that were bringing their kids up on stage would be like, "What the fuck is this?"
Now maybe he could like play the video or something, like
maybe in between or beforehand or something.
I don't know,
but it's hilarious. It's a great video. It's one of the funniest things I've seen.
So
in a long
if
time.
You haven't even if you have seen it, you should rewatch the Michael Bublé music video for Just Haven't Met You Yet, and then watch the Russian Unicorn video.
Yeah,
because totally worth it. It's more hilarious after you see the original.
Totally. Like, I was floored. I did not expect it to be that funny.
I know. I messaged you, and you're like, what the fuck do you want?
I was tired. And maybe a little drunk.
Fine. Whatever. I'll watch it. Shut up.
And then I messaged you.
You're like 10 minutes later, oh, my God, that was the best thing I've ever seen.
And I couldn't even talk, but I was still trying to message you over the Haytail app.
All right. So we got anything else going on in the world of Interbrain?
No, I think that's it.
All right. So, quick on Game Brain.
Sure.
I got one thing I want to talk about.
That's all you're allowed to have.
Okay. Have you heard of the game coming out called Gotham City
Monsters? Yes, I have.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about it, but from what I understand, it's kind of a role playing game.
No, not
a role playing game.
It's a squad based first person shooter. So it's along the lines of, you know, Call of Duty,
Modern Warfare. I didn't realize it was a first person shooter.
Battlefield, whatever. Yeah. First person shooter, but it's set in Gotham. And theoretically, it's set in the same Gotham as
the island.
Batman Arkham City and or Arkham Asylum and Arkham City.
Yeah.
So the premise is that whenever Batman is out and about,
Batman's one man. He can't be everywhere.
But he's not protecting the city. There's a group of vigilantes that stylize themselves after Batman. They call themselves the Bats. But they don't have the money that he has.
Right.
So they use kind of homemade shit, shoddy stuff.
If you think about it, and it's kind of brought up in the movies.
Yeah.
And it's kind of brought up in the comic books about how Batman's one man. And he scares the shit out of the underworld. That's his whole thing. But like, even in the movie, one of the lines that I remember from the movie is like, the bat signal's up. And the guy's getting ready to like buy some drugs or something. And the drug dealer's like, no, fuck that noise. I'm out of here. And the guy's like, you know what the odds of actually seeing him here are? You know, because he's fucking one man in a city full of millions of people. And so it's kind of plays on that, right?
Well, and there's even the scene in the second one where, you know, at the beginning, all those guys bust in.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like Batman. But they've got shotguns and stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
So what's the difference between you and I?
I'm not wearing hockey pants. Which, so exactly in this game, you know, they're totally homemade costumes and run guns.
Well, there's even like bad guys, right?
Imitating. It's the Bats, and then there's a gang called the Jokers, which dress up like clowns and stuff, and they're kind of just try to be anarchists.
And that's also a little bit of, you know, Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns. Yeah. There was the mutants who turned into the Bat. Or the Bat Kids or something like that.
It's been a while
since I've read that book. But they turn into the Bat Gang or the Bat Army, whatever. And then there's Batman Above and Beyond. No, I just combined Space Above and Beyond. And what's the future Batman?
Batman Beyond. Yeah, there was a gang called the Jokers.
So it kind of plays on that.
So it kind of fits in, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it kind of makes sense. But it doesn't seem like it takes itself super seriously.
Right.
It's kind of goofy.
It's definitely
stuff.
A fun.
But it's going to be an Xbox Live Arcade title, so it's going to be download. The last thing I saw is it's going to be $15. This seems like okay for a full. I mean, it seems like it's a pretty full game,
right?
And there's lots of customization options. They said it's not a class based shooter because there's not any specific classes. You can load out your character however you want.
Right.
It seems like it's got a little bit. It takes a little bit from Brink as far as there's like a couple different body types. You can play like a really fast light person or a slower heavy kind of person or a medium person. And you can switch between those without having to change to a new character. And then it seems like there's lots of customization options, too.
That's cool.
And so, basically, when you, make your kit or whatever, you've got two weapons, and then a gadget, and then a movement gadget. And it's stuff like, you know, bazookas and machine guns and
a bow. You're not Batman.
And stuff like that. And then the gadgets, there's stuff like bear traps or exploding jack in the box or, you know, something that'll let you heal your friends, whatever. And then the movement stuff is what looks like it's going to make it different than a lot of the other first-person shooters. Because there's stuff like roller skates that lets you go real fast and jump off of ramps and get some height and stuff.
That would be a movement.
Yeah. There's like glider wings. You can jump off of buildings and glide or find vents to make you. Yeah,
I'll let you do that up. When we start our gang to run the city streets of Galena. I'll let you build the fucking glider wings.
Well, and then there's like the grapple hook that lets you like fire it off and like reel yourself in to get up high places. Up. So that part there makes it going to be like a lot of fun. But I've been watching a lot of the gameplay videos online. It looks like it's going to be pretty cool. So I think I'm definitely going to pick it up. I've got all those Microsoft points sitting there not doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm totally going to grab that. I'm going to try to convince as many people as I can to get it.
Let me yawn here.
At least four so we can run a team and dominate.
Dominate. Well, that came out deep.
Yeah. You should totally get it, since you totally didn't like Battlefield.
I know. Battlefield was such a letdown. I need to give Modern Warfare 3 a try.
I haven't really heard much about
that. Great things
that,
about it either, but I mean... All right, so let's do... let's move on, shall we?
All right. That's all for Game Brains.
So I'll let you introduce this new segment.
Yes. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to section out all of our like...
paranormal stuff.
Paranormal weird stuff into a...
We would just generally do that in the mail. Not the mail, but the interbrainment section, right? Or just wherever it popped up.
Wherever. So,
now we're going to have an official...
Call this segment Freakiness of the Weakiness.
Freakiness of the Weakiness.
I like that. So I see we got a couple of unidentified flying objects.
We got some UFOs this week. You remember that story we did a few episodes ago about the how
big invisible ship next to Mercury,
one of the big planets, and it was like as big as a planet or whatever that supposedly UFO hunters found using NASA footage. Well, there's another one. This time it's a big giant triangle out by someplace. It says, deja vu, like on December 2011, UFO hunters claim they have found proof of a spaceship entering the solar system in NASA's own video footage. This time, the spaceship has a triangular shape, so it must be the Imperial Star Destroyer. The alleged starship looks huge, the size of a planet, according to these UFO hunters. NASA's trying to hide the situation now, but you can still see the first 2 days of the object's entrance at the LASCO site. And then there's some video of it, which we'll post later. Except it's not. It's not enormous. It's not a spaceship, like the last time. This is a technical glitch. NASA has had to publish a note explaining what happened. The answer is very simple. It's an optical effect. The answer lies on the exact opposite side of the image. At the same time that the strange-looking features start being visible, a very bright planet Venus enters field of view from the lower left. This is not a coincidence. A strange-looking geometrical object is actually an internal reflection of the planet's Venus within the telescope's optics. This effect has been seen many times before.
Like a lens flare?
Yeah, basically like a lens flare, but it's triangle. That's the excuse that I thought they would have come up with. Like, if I was the PR guy for NASA, that's the excuse I would use.
That's what they would say if it was a UFO.
Exactly. So... They could have at least added a couple fuckheads in there or, you know, fucking idiots or something, you know, like, you know, these people are fuckheads. Here's what really happened. It would have fucking sounded better for me.
Why would you want to build a spaceship the size of a planet? How would that be crazy?
Maybe their planet got blewed up. Maybe it's people from Alderaan or Alderaan.
Would there even be enough material on your planet to build,
you build
something
it as
the
you go
size of your planet?
By absorbing other planets.
Where would you even build that?
In space.
Where?
Space.
Like, you can't just park it in orbit.
In the left corner of space.
I don't know.
In the handicapped parking.
That just seems weird.
Okay, we have another UFO story. Apparently, the military tried to smuggle a UFO through a small town in Kansas. Right in plain sight. A UFO was seen on top of a military truck 4 days ago traveling down U.S. 77, said residents of Cowley County, Kansas. They thought the military were trying to haul an alien spaceship wrapped in plastic, right in plain sight. But in actuality, the answer is more mundane. It's a the UTO, unidentified toad object.
Oh, geez.
It was actually an X-47B unmanned combat air system, a drone designed to operate from aircraft carriers. Northrop Grumman, that's a hard word to say, has confirmed that they were shipping the lethal wing to the Naval Air Station in Maryland, that it was going to be tested on an airstrip design on a carrier runway. And it totally does look like, you remember that scene from The Navigator?
Flight of the Navigator.
Yeah. When they've got that spaceship on the back of a truck and it's kind of hovering above the bed. It looks a little bit like that. I mean, it's not hovering.
I was going to say, it's not hovering.
But it totally looks like that same ship, like with the tarp over it strapped down. And there's a video with it, you know, but it's kind of cool. So
that's exactly what you would expect them to say.
Both of our UFO stories actually have nothing to do with actual UFOs, but
isn't that kind of always the case?
That is kind of always the case.
All right. That's been the inaugural edition of Freakiness of the Weakiness.
Freakiness of the Weakiness.
Hey, Scott.
What, Chad?
What's going on, Scott?
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Why do you keep asking me that? Oh, okay.
Because you...
You want to talk about some soap?
Sure, go for it.
What's SOPA?
SOPA?
I mean, I know what SOPA is, but... That's the first thing. It's not one of my articles.
Did I put that on? I guess I put that on there. that is the...
It's the government fucking the internet in the bunghole and screwing us all over.
Oh, shit. What's it stand for? Something privacy online?
Yeah, it's...
Something Online Privacy Act? Stop Online Privacy?
I think that's what it is.
Is that what... No,
I think it is Stop Online. I could. You talk about it. I'll do a quick search.
Well, it's just... So... It's a bill that was introduced to try to prevent online piracy. Oh, it's Stop Online Piracy.
No, I mean Senior Officer Present Afloat.
Okay.
Usually referred to SOPA is a U.S. Navy term to indicate U.S. Navy officer with the highest rank on the boat.
Oh, cool. So
Stop Online Privacy Act.
Yeah. No, it's piracy.
Yeah, piracy, not privacy. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was saying privacy. Online Piracy.
So trying to keep people from stealing music and movies and whatever, which that's fine. I mean, that's totally
but
legit
don't fuck
reason.
Don't me doing it.
But the reason that everyone's freaking out about the bill is just the way it's worded. Nobody's saying that it's not a good thing. Nobody's saying, please let us steal your crap. Which, I mean, they're probably thinking that, but they're not saying it out loud. The reason everyone's getting so up in arms is because the way it's worded.
It's way too
super
open.
Super vague.
They can do anything they want. It's a lot like the Patriot Act.
Yeah, if it passes, it will basically, the way it's been explained to me is they'll basically be able to shut down any site they want for no reason, other than they think that something bad is going on.
Yeah.
And
they don't have to prove anything.
They don't have to prove anything. Basically, then it's up to the people that run the
to
site
prove that you're not...
to go through everything on the site and prove that nothing on there is you know, illegal, which some sites would just not be able to do.
Right.
And so...
Yeah, you can't afford that shit.
Yeah. And so, you can... If you go online, they've made it super easy. There's all kinds of ways.
Dozens of petitions online that you can sign.
Well, you can go to websites and you put your zip code in. It'll tell you who your congressman is. It'll have a link to their email so you can email them.
Wikipedia did a protest last week. Wikipedia, Google, a bunch of sites did a protest. They completely blacked out Wikipedia, and the only page you could go to was the SOPA page and why it's bad.
Yeah.
And then Google, their Google logo had a censor bar across it for the day. There was a bunch of sites were behind it.
A lot of sites.
And I guess Congress people are already backing off of it.
Yeah, because, and it happened to me too. Like, I was looking for something and I was like, oh, there's a link. Click Wikipedia. Doesn't take me anywhere. I'm like, shit.
I know.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
And that makes you realize, crap, if that's not there, then,
yeah,
you know, it's going to suck. So,
we should definitely not support it.
Yep, you can email your congressman, you can send
I think
him a
the
tweet.
Federal government needs to just stay out of it. This should be regulated by businesses, and federal government had nothing to do with creating it. it, you know, and they're going to end up trying to tax it, and it's going to be terrible.
What do you mean?
They're going to try to find some way to make money off of it when they have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it except for regulating it. And, you know, they need the same thing with gasoline. They don't do anything to get the gasoline out of the ground, but they still get 80 cents out of every fucking gallon of gas. All right. They don't refine it. They don't get it to the pump. They don't drill for it. They don't explore for it. But they get 80 cents out of every fucking gallon.
Yeah, taxes.
For nothing.
Well, the U.S. government doesn't really produce anything.
Well, I already pay taxes. I don't need them to fucking tax my internet.
Oh, I don't know if they're going to. Well, I'm sure you already pay taxes on your internet.
Probably, yeah.
I'm sure there's taxes on your internet bill.
Taxes suck.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't mind. I like having roads. Roads are cool.
Yeah, but I don't like 50% of my money going to people who don't really do anything about it. Because the roads are shitty around here.
All right, sorry to bum you out. I just thought it was news.
You totally pissed me off.
Hey, Scott.
What?
Could you be a spook?
I could be a spook. Because I took an online test, and if I lived in England, I could have applied for an MI5 job.
Oh, that's
Is it
cool.
MI5?
MI6?
MI6? Let me find the article. Are you clever enough to be a... Could you cut it as a spook? Take MI5's new internet quiz for potential recruits to find out. And I took it, and I got a 9 out of 10 or something. You have 9 minutes or 10 minutes to read like 3 or 4 profiles, a newspaper article, and then you got to glean as much information you can in it, and then your boss technically comes in and says, what's your idea on this? So I'll be there 10 minutes, here's some files, let me know what you think. Huh, so
that's interesting.
It's an analyst, basically, an analyst.
Yeah.
And so I read it.
An analyst? I want to have a gun and run around.
I read it. Well, I fucking, obviously, I qualified for like field agent, fucking analyst, fucking janitor. but like you have to live in England and you have to be like an England citizen. So couldn't do it. But it's a neat test.
Of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, you know, so I couldn't apply. But I was all excited. I was like, I'm going to apply. I'll fucking move my family to England and be the fucking next James Bond. At 37 years old, weighing 300 pounds.
Yeah, once you get there, you find out there's like a physical portion of the test.
Well, analysts, they don't do a lot of physicality. I could totally read documents and give my opinion on them.
Yeah, we have to learn a whole new language. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's one of the things that I thought too, because like these dossier, these fake dossier things that they have. It's a nice little flash presentation where the dossiers come up and you got to read about certain people in a crime syndicate and a family and a government and how they're involved. And it was all like Eastern Bloc countries and, you know, Czech scan and I'm a terrorist scan and all those fucking Eastern Bloc countries that, you know, have 8 nuclear weapons and will sell them to the highest bidder. And but they didn't say anything about having to know any languages. Like, I figured that was a big part. Like, I followed through and was, like, clicking the links and was like, I want to see what this is, you know? Didn't say anything. It's like, I'm sure they don't speak English and I don't give a fuck a stand.
No, probably not. Yeah.
And but no one said anything about that in, hiring process.
Plus, that's weird, though, because, like, normally...
And I thought, is this really legit? But I guess it is. I'm not finding anything.
Are they doing, like, a big hiring fair for MI5? Because normally you can't apply to be a spy, right?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can apply to the CIA. You can apply to FBI. You know, and they can.
You might be able to apply to CIA, but that wouldn't.
You don't start out as the fucking James Bond. You start out as.
Because no one's supposed to know that you actually work for the CIA.
Pretty good at erasing that shit once you got to apply, and then they fucking. Because
normally they recruit you.
That's movies. I don't even know if that's true. That's like TV so shit. I don't even know if that's true.
I bet it's true.
Do they just peruse American colleges and are like,
yeah,
let's get that hot chick to be in fucking... She's pretty good at kung fu.
There's a hot chick knows kung fu. We should totally recruit her.
We should totally
be an asset.
But it's pretty neat. We'll post a link and the article up on the page so everybody else can take that.
I mean,
people should let us know how they do on the test. And we can maybe we can build our own army of spies.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Alrighty.
I bet I suck at it. I spent like 10 minutes reading the first thing.
Yeah, the key that I found, because I took it several times. The key that
That's
I found.
Cheating.
Like, no, one time I wanted, I was going to like spin. Like, I got through it in like
Agent 60 Shetley,
seconds.
What's your synopsis? I need a do-over. Can I have another 10 minutes?
Well, I figured I couldn't really apply because I'm not from England, so I took it a whole bunch of times at work. I forgot to tell you what I was going to say. I don't remember.
Took a bunch
you
of times.
You derailed me.
Sorry.
I took a bunch of times. Oh, so, like, I got through it in, like the first test I took, I got, like, 9 out of 10. And I got through it in, like, 60 seconds. Like, I literally scanned that shit. I was like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, damn, I'm good at this shit. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to do it again. So I was like, I took the full 10 minutes and read, like, every word and tried to absorb it and think about it. And I got, like, a 4 out of 10. I was like, what's up with that?
Did it change the answers?
No. Not that I know of. It didn't seem like it was
different
answers.
Stuff?
Yeah. I thought, I got 9 out of 10. I can get a little better. So I tweaked it.
Okay.
And I tweaked it wrong.
Apparently.
But, you know, it was fun.
Yep. I'll definitely check that out.
Okay. So
I lost my phone.
Did you lose your phone?
Yeah.
The police have found a phone.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's
why.
Well,
some kids have found the phone, and there were some pictures on there. You might want to talk to someone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so apparently some children found your phone.
Wait, just to be clear, it's not my phone. I was just joking.
Some children have found a phone, a mobile phone. You know this is from England because they call it a mobile phone.
Oh.
I think it's from England now that if I said that. So maybe it's. Yeah. They're from Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire.
Oh, were they tired of watching the telly?
They were tired of watching the telly or the elementary show. brother and sister, age 10 and 12, found a phone. And in the phone, there was pictures of a laughing mortuary embalmer holding up a severed head. David Amore. That's a terrible name for someone who holds up a severed head. He loves to hold up severed heads. Named as the embalmer holding aloft head of man believed to have been hit by a train. So at least he didn't fucking decapitate it.
Yeah, that's not as bad as I thought
it was
going to be.
You work a job, you're obviously used to bodies. You're an embalmer. So a dude comes in with his head off, and you're like, someone snaps a picture. That's not that bad, if you think about it.
Well, it's disrespectful.
He's fucking dead. I told my wife when I die, just throw me in the fucking ditch. Don't waste any money. Somebody will pick me up. I'll be fucking dead. There's no way I'm going to know. You know, just fucking throw me in the ditch. She's like, no, I'm going to bury you. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. At least fucking burn me and discard
me. I told Amy to cremate me.
Yeah, I'll be dead. I don't give a fucking rat's ass. But the disturbing shot is understood to have been taken by 26-year-old Mr. Amore working in a mortuary to preserve the body of the dead man until the funeral could take place. You know, I mean, I seriously don't think that's a serious offense. Now, if it was just like some dude who broke into
a
mortuary.
Sure, there's a lot of regulations.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff.
Oh, yeah. And it's a Privacy Act thing when you take a picture of a dead person. Because I don't know what the Privacy Act stuff is like over there. But here, you would get in trouble. I just don't think it's like a super bad thing, though.
No, because when
the dude never had
any
intention of.
I thought they found a phone of some crazy axe murderer that
was
just covered in blood, laughing like a madman.
Wouldn't that be fucking awesome? We should write a movie. We could have our kids play
that one scene.
Yeah, why not? Dude, there have been movies written on less.
Where would it go, though, from there? Is that the end, or is that the beginning of the movie?
That's the fucking beginning.
And then where does it go?
They
turn
like,
the phone over to the police, and they come and arrest
him. No, it'd be like the Goonies. They go on an adventure. We have a fat kid, we'll have an Asian kid, we have to have a gay kid. Could be a gay Asian kid.
A Gaysian.
And, you know, we'll make him find pirate treasure inside the severed head. I don't know.
Ew, that's gross. I don't know about that.
And a retarded guy that molests the chunky one.
Oh.
The quote is, "It really upset my daughter. She doesn't want to talk about it or go near the phone. She's really traumatized." Well, no shit.
Yeah. Hey.
I would have told him that it's fake. It's from a movie.
Yeah.
Move on.
I should do that to Kaylee, and then she'll stop asking me for a cell phone.
Yeah, every cell phone, honey, comes with this. What? All right. So, moving on. So, astronaut farts. To boldly blow.
Fartstronauts.
Fartstronauts. Astrogas. I just... we're playing verbal ping pong. Come on.
Astrogas. That's a pretty good one. Cosmotute.
This is going to be a stretch. It could work and it couldn't work. Sputnifark. Sputnifark. Sputnik. Sputnik toot. I lost.
I'm going to go.
I lost.
Slarty Bart Fast.
What? I don't know what that is.
That's a character from Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh, okay. Damn it. You won verbal ping pong. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. We should do that more often. But, okay, so the title of this is actually pretty good. To boldly blow. Astronauts' flatulence could create... That's more for the gay astronauts.
Flatulence?
That's hard to say. Astronauts' flatulence could create flammable gas in spacecraft. Well, no shit.
Yeah.
An astronaut
but has... Aren't their suits all sealed up?
Not while they're in the... Not while they're in the space shuttle.
But if that's really a problem, wouldn't that have been a problem this entire time?
That is a good point. But we have had some issues with our space shuttle recently. Maybe they're just looking for an excuse. The next time one blows up, they'll be like, that fucking astronaut farted.
Oh, that's horrible.
Let's see. Starship Trooper. Oh, wait. That's not. That's another article.
Starship Pooper.
Starship Tutor. They study the effects could be potential buildup of expelled hydrogen. Yeah, because I fart pretty much 24 hours a day. I mean, if I'm honest. Let's be honest with ourselves. My wife says, I fart so much in my sleep, it's ridiculous. I need to set something up. There's got to be some sort of detector I can set up. It's like, just to see, like fumes of fume.
Little pilot light near your ass.
Something. Okay, the paper published in 1969, Jesus Christ, found that FLOTS gases varied widely within dietary groups. Well, no shit. Well, no, if you shit, you might not fart. So
were they trying to figure out, like, what food to...
Yeah.
Is that why they had to eat frozen ice cream?
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing. FLOTS gases varied widely within dietary groups, but much more gas was generated with diet S than, say, with diet F. So they were totally testing what foods are, you know, either going to make you sick, make you fucking farty, make you horny, whatever. In the first 12-hour collection...
It would be weird if the least farty one was the most horny one. They're like, fuck, it's a catch-22.
They're going to be fucking like bunnies up there, but at least they won't be farting. In the first 12-hour collection, subjects fed S pass to... I don't know what that means. Oh, my God. I have to read this sentence now. Okay. Let's see if I can get through this. In the first 12-hour collection, subjects fed S passed 3 to 209 milliliters of rectal H2 and 24 to 156 milliliters from the lungs.
Dude, so, rectal H2 is our new band.
Rectal H2! And but not only burps, too. Like they were talking 21. About burps. Huh?
It's like some 21.
Rectal H2. With F... These values were 0 to 3 milliliters and 6 to 36. Well, don't feed them S. Don't feed them shit and they won't shit.
So, rectal H2. Is that hydrogen?
H I guess.
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Is that what your farts are?
I don't know. Yeah, hydrogen. That's why it burns.
Would it make you float then?
It could propel you.
I need to get across the ship fast. Rectal H2, go!
Rectal H2, activate! They found that a new bland diet produces a lot less gas than the one that he fed to the Gemini astronauts. So apparently the Geminis were some fucking farters.
They opened that little crash pod thing. They're
like, holy fucking shit! Water,
and they open it like, oh fuck, and they shut it. Let's get it back to base.
Flatulence? Yeah, that's why the astronauts were fucking actually quarantined for like 6 days afterwards. They had to take like 3 tomato baths. Get that shit off of you. Flatulence is a mixture of gases such as nitrogen, carbon dioxide, methane, hydrogen, oxygen, and hydrogen sulfide. That's the good ones. The hydrogen sulfide are the good ones. These gases are produced by bacteria in the large intestine, which break down food into amino acids, glucose, and fatty acids. Gas is a byproduct of their work. Yeah, that's how we get beer. It is.
Eat a bunch of hops and shit out some beer.
Yeah. I would drink me some hoppy, shitty beer.
So basically, so this was how they came up with the whole astronaut food thing, I guess. Then?
Probably. It was probably all part of that.
So what are they eating up there? Just crackers and toast?
This all took place in 1960s, so most likely.
Does it say what the diet ended up being?
No, didn't say anything like that. That's lame sauce. It's all probably top secret.
I want to eat astronaut diet.
So no way, I like farting.
Fart all the time.
No way, man. I fart all the time under my desk at work.
Plus, I want to know what's the one that causes the most farts, and what's the one that causes the horniness?
So, man awarded $7.5 million for a motorcycle crash that shortened his penis by an inch and a half.
Oh, man.
A former sailor has been awarded over $7.5 million in damages over a car crash in California that shortened his penis by an inch and a half.
How did it, like, decapitate part of it?
The 27-year-old went under reconstructive surgery that left his penis an inch and a half shorter than before the accident. Could you tell an inch and a half? If you lost an inch and a half off your wiener, would you be able to tell? Like, immediately? Like, if they did work down there? Or would you have to wait later until you had a boner?
Probably, yeah.
My wiener varies in size when it's non-erect, depending on temperature, variables. There's a lot of variables, whether or not I was fed S or F.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a constant.
But boner, I'd be able to tell right away. But I imagine if you had reconstructive surgery, you don't want to get a boner for a while. Right?
That sounds painful.
Mr. Wall was riding his motorcycle to work in the U.S. Navy submarine base in San Diego when he was struck by a shuttle bus from a nearby car showroom. The jury heard the van turned left in front of Mr. Wall, who was unable to avoid the collision. He was thrown off the motorcycle and suffered a fracture of his pubic ramus bone. Your fucking pubic bone is called a pubic ramus bone? I am fucking ramus in my bone in your butthole. My ramus bone is inserted into your vagina bone.
Oh.
And a crushing injury to the penis and the damage to the nerve and arteries of his penis.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, that does kind of suck. See if there's anything else funny in here.
It's not really funny.
He had recently married at the time of the crash, but the couple has since divorced. Yeah, no shit. She doesn't like his tiny dick.
So did it say, like you say, lost an inch and a half. Is he just down to an inch, or what's going on?
Well, the average American length is, what, 5.5 inches, something like that?
I have no
idea. And so he's down to 4 inches.
Be 3.5.
Yeah, that would be that.
Or wait, what did you say? Was it
five and a half?
Oh, be so four. Yeah, 4.
Suck that, salutatorian.
I thought you said 5.
I did some math. Chad was our salutatorian in high school. And ever since then, we've all called him salutatorian.
And it's just still as hilarious.
It's still as hilarious. All right. So we have made, I think we've made transparent aluminum jokes on here before, and that's a couple of our early podcasts.
I'm sure we have.
And it's kind of been a running joke of ours for since we've seen the movie. I mean, you know I can think of a couple occasions where I've actually said it in passing conversation. Why don't they just make transparent aluminum and they'll take care of it? I don't know. But, they have now apparently made transparent aluminum that can stop bullets created.
The craziest thing I've ever heard. How would they do that?
In a remarkable case of science fiction becoming science fact, it seems scientists have been able to invent transparent aluminum. The fantastically. The reason why I can't say the word is because I wasn't reading the right word.
Yeah, you were going for a totally different word.
I tell my fucking 9-year-old all the time, I'm like, stop reading ahead. Read the word in front of you. Don't jump ahead and assume, and that's exactly what I did. I assumed what the word was. The fantastically strong material was mentioned in Star Trek, The Voyage Home, by Enterprise engineer Mr. Scott. And that was them fucking with the time stream just like crazy in that one.
Yeah.
They were like, who says he didn't invent the transparent
time,
aluminum?
Time travel, time schmravel.
Yeah. And there, you know, the only thing I think is, who says he didn't? Well, the fucking textbooks. They say he didn't invent the fucking.
Yeah. You just totally, like, what if the guy that invented transparent aluminum went on to found the Federation?
And you just completely created a cure for cancer. Or, you know, made that guy's 4.5-inch dick.
He took, took all the money from that, yeah, and cured every disease known to man, and then now you've bankrupted his entire family.
While scientists have not figured out a way of making a metallic aluminum transparent, they have developed a transparent aluminum-based ceramic that is almost as strong.
I'm wondering, do you think maybe that was just some sort of a theory?
Like in actuality at the time?
Like, yeah, like it was something they were trying to do, and they're just like, oh, we'll just say in the future they already did it, or
yeah, maybe.
Or do you
think... They always say that the science in Star Trek is based on actual science.
Or do you think that they just call it transparent aluminum based on
the movie? Most likely it's probably just some geeks.
Oh, we did use 1% aluminum in this in this ceramic.
Well,
we
the material, aluminum oxynitrate, also known as AON, is 4 times harder than fused silica glass, 85% as hard as sapphire, and stable up to a temperature of 1,200°C.
Well, some gloves made of that shit.
At 1.6 inches thick, it is strong enough to stop a 50 caliber bullet, which can easily penetrate more than twice that thickness of conventional laminated glass armor. And that's a big bullet.
That's a pretty thick sheet of
1.6 inches, yeah. But bulletproof glass is literally like, you know, 4 to 6 inches thick. Like, it's that same shit they keep monkeys back at with. And gorillas and lions at the zoo. And, of course, you can see through it, making it sound incredibly similar to the stuff predicted by the Enterprise engineer. Then they go through the whole synopsis of Star Trek IV.
So you see what happened was they had just rescued Spock from being a baby.
This could have been it. Like you said, that first theory, it said research into aluminum oxynitrate powder has been going on since 1981, making it possible that the 1986 movie's writers took their idea of transparent aluminum, at least partly from early publications about AON. I fucking would have never put that two together. That's, damn, Chad. All right, you can have your title of salutatorian back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's pretty cool.
So, you know what's confusing?
What's confusing?
Them damn hipsters.
Yes, but luckily, not only has science brought us transparent aluminum, but they have now figured out how you become a hipster, how one person becomes a hipster.
Oh, I figured that out before anybody else.
Yeah, they're douchebags. There are many factors that define a hipster in our minds. Glasses always seem to be at the top of the list. Clothing matters too. And of course, there's the obsession with the latest, coolest music. And it's the quality that a new study from Harvard University shed lights on. The researcher found that in the quest to have unique taste that drives people into being hipsters, they analyzed the Facebook pages of 200 college students over 4 years. And they concluded that the students who shared similar tastes in music bonded instead of those students passing on taste to others. So they didn't share their taste. They just bonded with the group of people who already knew about this cool band. They didn't like, I want to be on this band street team and promote them. They're like, fuck it, I'm going to keep this band as my secret.
Yeah. But I think a lot of that's kind of part of human nature.
No, it's nature to be a douchebag,
But you've never had that thing, because I know personally I've had that thing where there's something that you like, and then 2 years later, everyone's coming to you saying, oh my gosh, you got to listen to this band, and all you want to say is, I've been listening to them for 2 years, but then you sound like a douche when you say that.
You're a total douchebag.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I'm bragging all the time because I'll find something new, and I feel like I do that to you, and you're like, eh. But I'm
You do it to me, and I'm like, yeah, I saw that a year ago.
But I'm like, I feel like I'm finding shit.
When I say that, I feel like I'm a douche.
You are a douche.
Well, fine, I'm just...
You're a hipster douche. Get your fucking glasses. Here's your fucking glasses. Where's your mustache? The meaning of an indie / alternative taste rests on not just in the taste itself, but also in the being the only one amongst your friendship circle that expresses it. If I like the Decemberist,
The Decemberist, yeah.
And suddenly my friends start liking them too. Suddenly I'm no longer socially distinctive. See, I'm just the opposite. I'm like, I want to be the first. I want to be the guy that's being like, have you fucking heard of the Decemberist? Which I haven't heard of the Decemberist. But, you know, I'm just the opposite of that. I'm like, I want to be the guy that throws it in your face that I found it.
That's exactly what a hipster does.
No, they're saying it's just the opposite. They keep it to a secret.
Yeah, but you want to know it before anybody else. That's,
well, okay.
That's part of it.
Yeah, but so I don't contain it.
Well, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's just, I think it's just a combination of stuff that everyone thinks. They combine it.
Whether and some people act out on it.
I mean, I don't, because a hipster's not like a thing that people decide to be. It's just,
whatever. I think they do
it's
now.
It is now, but just the way certain people are is they like to know the stuff that no one else knows.
Right.
And then once everyone else starts liking it, then they don't want to. It's like when you're a kid and you like something, then you find out your parents like it, and you're like, fuck that, I'm not going to watch that.
I never had that problem.
I can't really think of anything.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but I never had that problem. My parents were not cool at all.
Exactly. That's why if they like something, you would not
want yeah, to exactly. watch it. Well, that's everything I have for what's going on.
Awesome, man.
And I'm out of Mellow Yellow. We're not getting drunk tonight.
No. Got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow. And I got kind of drunk last night. I actually woke up with a hangover this morning.
Really?
I mean, I wasn't like stumbling drunk, but I had enough combination of alcohol and beer that I had a nice little headache this morning.
Well, all right.
Yeah. So we should wrap this bitch up. Unless you got anything else you want to...
No, I'm good.
Thank you for joining us this week. As always, you can find links to all the stuff we talked about, as well as other stuff we write on our blog at theagreeablebrains.blogspot.com.
And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach us via email using theagreeablebrains@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. Like our page to get updates about the show, as well as extra stuff we don't have time to get to.
And Twitter.
And Twitter now, yeah. I did just create a Twitter. That's mostly to promote the show. I'm going to start but just...
People have to follow it.
I'm going to start throwing it in people's faces.
Okay. So, look forward to that, I guess.
Yeah, look forward to getting Twitter punched.
Also, if you guys don't think the show sucks, please let us know by leaving a review on iTunes.
You can find us on Twitter, by the way, at Agreeable Brains. It's because it can only be 16.
So, no the.
So, I dropped the.
All right.
So it's Agreeable Brains.
I guess of the three words, that would be the one to drop.
Yeah, that's...
I don't want to put the brains.
And it's all one word. One,
yeah. One no word. Underscore, dash.
Anything. No underscore, nothing right. like that. Just
at Agreeable Brains.
Yep. All right, Chad, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming over, man.
No problem.
All right. I will see you...
You want to play some more verbal ping pong?
I don't know what you got.
Nothing.
Okay.
I was going to go off the titles, but there's nothing in there.
All right, man.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, later. I poisoned my dog so he can't keep chasing that baby giraffe.